consisting of only two letters, it doesn't look like much on the written page, but it's still something people love to be. For that which people love to be is spelled very simply with the letters U-P. Up. Being up, feeling up are expressions which convey that a person is experiencing a happy heart without a care in the world. It's a state of being which is widely welcomed and pursued, and to that end, the entertainment industry creates things which are designed to elevate our outlook and lift our mood. Those of you who were alive with me in the 1960s will likely remember a hit song by the Fifth Dimension called Up, Up and Away in My Beautiful Balloon, with its soaring melody. Not long thereafter, an organization was formed which is called Up With People, which uses uplifting concert music in connection with its stated goal to interact in a multicultural environment and create change in communities with varying needs. That, according to Wikipedia. Fast forward then to 2009, when Pixar Animation Studios produced the movie specifically designed to be uplifting, called, straight to the point, Up. And secular songs, entertainment-based concerts along with comedic movies can do a fine job of creating a sense of emotional lift. Trouble is, a lift in mood which is generated by things such as these has very limited staying power. When the soundtrack ends or after the lights come back on in the theater, it doesn't take long to realize that the earthly basis for the uptick in mood tends to fade about as quickly as it emerged. The earthly reason for feeling up can easily vanish into thin air. Not so, however, when it comes to the source of joy that vanished into the heavenly realms. We shift, therefore, in our chapel meditation for today from the world of entertainment to the real and even better Word of God for the upbeat account which can uplift continually and which involves us in a very direct and beneficial way. That, of course, is the account of our Lord's ascension. Even though it was His ascension into heaven, the event did us a world of good, as we are told in various places, such as the 7th chapter of the letter to the Hebrews. Verses 25 and 26. He, that is Jesus, is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. If Christ had not risen and ascended into heaven, the word that would properly headline the narrative of our lives would be down. For the devil, the sinful world, our own sinful flesh have all let us down. Down to death, down to destruction, down to despair. For by nature, we were the very opposite of the one who is properly fitted for heaven. This section from Hebrews states that Jesus is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. The amazing thing about Jesus, though, is that even though He is in a category all by Himself, He did not keep to Himself. He came down from heaven in order to bring us up to glory. Jesus came to earth, took on human flesh, and served as our substitute in order to fulfill the promise God made way back in Eden. God promised that He would rescue us from the ill effects of sin, including death. He promised He would crush the head of our foe, the devil. He promised He would restore us to Himself. And He accomplished all that when Jesus suffered in our stead, rose victoriously from the grave, and ascended into heaven. He vanished from human view, not to abandon us, but to give lift to our lives, both temporal and eternal. Consider this fascinating passage from Ephesians. Paul states that God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What happens to the head happens to the body. When Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered death for us as well. And when he ascended into heaven, he secured for us a place in heavenly splendor. Because of his ascension, every believer will be eternally up in the paradise he has gone to prepare. But don't think that the preparing of that blessed place is distracting him from our lives right now. As the ascended Lord, Jesus is actively at work, giving us more than enough reason to be up as we make our way to that eternal splendor. Since he has ascended, we can be up even when difficulties come our way, because our difficulties are not difficult for him. In his hands, our difficulties, challenges, hardships are easily remedied and solved. Remember the parting assurance just before he disappeared behind the clouds. All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Even though the clouds removed him from our sight, he has never lost sight of his people, nor does he forget about our difficulties. Peter, who was privileged to see the ascension, directs us to cast all your care on him, for he cares for you. He daily works for us to bring all things into the service of our good. Since he has ascended, we can be up even when the devil dredges up and reminds us of our sins, for the ascended Jesus keeps those sins from appearing before the Father. The passage from Hebrews speaks of him as our high priest, as the one who holds before the Father the wounded hands which secured our redemption. If we sin, says John, we have an advocate, that is, a defense lawyer, one who successfully pleads our case, Jesus the righteous. When the Father sees the Lamb who was slain for our offenses and raised again for our justification, all charges against us dissolve. And since Jesus ascended, we can be up even when death approaches. Death in the hands of the ascended Lord, after all, is transformed into nothing more powerful or lasting than an evening's sleep. Paul made the point in his penetrating question to King Agrippa, "Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead?" Paul was fully aware that God can and will bring back to life those believers who have died, and so he could be upbeat even about his own impending death, saying, "To die is gain." Up. The world tries very hard to be so, and through its various forms of light-hearted entertainment, it achieves some success at being up, but only on a very limited and temporal level. The Lord Jesus, however, has secured a permanently uplifted position for us and provides us every reason needed for us to be up on our journey to paradise. He who sits on heaven's throne and possesses all power has promised to use his power in every way that we need him to. Problems? No problem for him. Death? He's the death of death. Guilt? Gone for good. Why should we need anything more to be helped?
The hymn selected for this morning's chapel is hymn 416 from the Lutheran hymnal. Oh,
to